Let's bring in Mike Cossey, a check on sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm really good.
All right. I've got a couple of things that I want to pass along to you this morning, if I can. If I can find it. That's my biggest problem, finding things that I've done. All right. Here we go. How about this? The National Football League Players Association now have 72 players testing positive for coronavirus. Do you realize, with that number, I think that season's in serious jeopardy. And I don't know about you, Mike. I've been watching some of these baseball games without people in the stands. I can't imagine, like, those big college football games where 100,000 people in the stands really can change the emotion of a game when a team starts playing well. Same in the NFL. I just don't see it. Baseball, I think, can survive it because it's a slower game and the teams. But these big outdoor arenas that have hundreds of thousands of people in them really make a difference in the atmosphere of the game.
I disagree.
All right.
I mean,
I guess you're right. If you're a pro,
you could say that even Division I football is professional football to some extent, and the people there are just there. You're playing your game, and as a coach, you tell your players to drown out the crowd. So, I don't agree with that, and especially for the professionals, you're getting paid to play the game. Play the game. As far as 73 people being tested for the NFL. How many of them went to the hospital? That's the question I want to know. Mm-hmm. If they didn't go to the hospital, then they sit out for 2 weeks and they're back to able to play again. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's like the thing with Florida. Florida said the numbers went through the roof. Well, they were reporting fake numbers. You don't know who to believe on this stuff anymore. I've been at high school baseball games for the last 3 days for 6-7 hours a day, and there's been a couple of hundred people at each game. All the kids get tested. No one tested positive. So who do you believe anymore? I don't know. I mean, people are dying to watch sports because when you get a couple of hundred people at high school baseball games, people are chomping at the bit. I know myself and my friends, we're all getting together tomorrow night to watch the Yankee-Met game because it's going to be on TV. So we'll see what happens. But as far as crowds being there to generate atmosphere for the game, I don't think it's necessary. I think it's better because you can actually hear what players actually say to themselves during a game. I think it's a thing that when you have a full venue, people don't hear it. Maybe some people at a game hear it, but definitely nobody on watching on TV hear it. Now everybody's going to get to hear it. I think it's a pretty cool thing that people don't get exposed to.
You know, I watched an interview yesterday. I love this guy, the LSU head coach. I love him.
Oh yeah, Ogeron. I do too.
And at the end of the interview, when he says that he really thinks that we need football, the country needs it, Louisiana needs it, and you know how he entered up the interview, right?
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers! I just love the guy. I just love the guy. I do. He's a perfect man for that job.
I like him. He's a flamboyant guy, and he gets the job done.
He's flamboyant because he is who he is. That's
exactly.
Who he is. It's not a fake flamboyant.
No.
And it's not a flamboyance that he got because he became head coach of the Tigers. I remember before he was head coach, listening to him as assistants and other same thing. It was the same thing. He is who he is. And I think that's what makes him so great.
And his voice is the best.
Sounds like
he's got rocks in his mouth. But not, I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way.
No, I also think a lot about football's the devil when I see him.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
No, I agree. Yeah.
I love the guy. It's people like that that are great for sports in general. You get away from all the trash and garbage and get down to someone who just loves the game.
Absolutely.
All right, so there must be a lot of racing coming up this weekend.
Well, there's some. Let me tell you, like, the racing at Saratoga is not, it's not Saratoga anymore. It has nothing to do with the virus. It's weird. Racing as a whole is weird. Del Mar's closed down for the weekend because of the virus. I don't know anything about it. Bobby Baffert got a 15-day suspension for doping horses. He should have got a lot more than that, in my opinion. So the whole world's gone insane. But we will pick some horses. Seventh race today at Saratoga is the De La Rose. It's a restricted overnight race, 85,000. It's a good race every year up there at Saratoga. Eight horses are lining up. There's a few. There's one main track only that'll come out. But I was watching the weather last night, and there were some pretty big storms rolling through upstate New York. So I don't know what the track condition is. So I'm picking my race, this first race today, for the turf. It may or may not be on. I don't know, folks. So there's no way of me finding out at 6 o'clock in the morning if they're on the turf up at Saratoga. But with that being said, a couple of horses I like in here. One is Xenophobia, the 8-horse. This horse showed speed last year at Belmont. Came out of the box this year after about 7 months off and ran a real even race. And that's the things you're looking at when you're picking horses now with these layoffs because there was no racing. This horse does have speed, and the De La Rose is on the inner turf up at Saratoga, and speed is a big weapon. So at 10-1, I'm going to use that horse. Another horse I'm going to use is the 4-horse Clara Peters, trained by Brad Cox. This horse is a closer. He's going to have to close, but he's good at the 7 furlong to 1 mile distance, and even if there's a quick pace or a slow pace, he seems to be able to close into it. So I'm going to use the 4. But my top pick is going to be the 1, Catch a Bid. This horse ran twice over a Saratoga Strip as a 3-year-old last year and got a win and lost. He ran a second by a neck. He came off the shelf after, I think, about 8 months off at Churchill Downs on the turf. Ran a very slow race but got out front and milk crated it all the way around. And this horse has a lot of adaptability to run on the pace and just off the pace. And if you look into his past performances when he ran second at Saratoga, he ran second to Varenka, who's a very, very good turf horse. So in the seventh race on the De La Rose, if they're on the turf, my top pick's going to be the 1, Catch a Bid, 4, Clara Peters, and the 8, Xenophobia, rounds out my exacta. The 9th race today up at Saratoga is the Shine Again. This is another $85,000 restricted stake race, going 7 furlongs on the main track. And again, like I said, I don't know if they're on, if it's sloppy, fast. I have no idea right now. But two horses I'm looking at. One is the 2-horse, Risky Mandate. This horse has run very well last year up at Saratoga, winning a $92,000 allowance race and then running third in the Prioress. This horse ran second at Churchill Downs at the end of June. Has been working out very good at Churchill Downs. Very, very good for Tommy Amos. So this horse comes into the race in top shape, and that horse will be my top pick. The 5, Indian Pride, will be the overwhelming favorite for Chad Brown. But I think that Risky Mandate is just in very, very good shape and can get the job done today. You can use the 5, Indian Pride, in your exacta. And another horse to use in your exacta is the 10-horse, Please Flatter Me. This horse ran in Garana's comeback race in early June at Churchill Downs and ran second to Garana, which is no disrespect for this horse. If you look, this horse ran against another good sprinter, Kofafi, 2 times last year. So Please Flatter Me has been running against good horses, and this horse can do the job at 10-1, can hit the exacta and maybe even pull in the upset. So we're going to go with the 2 as my top pick in this race today, and we're going to use the 10, Please Flatter Me, and the 5, Indian Pride, to round out the exacta. And the race for tomorrow is going to be the Hall of Fame, which is listed as the 3rd race on the card tomorrow. This is on the turf. They're going 1 1/8. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. 1 is the 6-horse, Get Smokin'. This race is on the inner turf, and like I said, speed's pretty dangerous. This horse is the speed of the race for Tommy Bush. Gets Jose Ortiz to ride. This horse has run over the Saratoga turf course, but that was going 5.5 furlongs. You kind of got to throw that out when you're going 1 1/8. But this horse is the speed of the race, and you have to respect it. But the 5-horse, Gufo, this horse has run 5 times with 4 wins. At a couple of different tracks, training very, very well for Christopher Clement, who's coming off a really, really good Belmont meet, and Gufo is going to get the top call for me in the Hall of Fame. So we're going to go with the 5, Gufo, and the speed of the 3, Get Smokin', to hopefully hit a pretty decent exact at around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Hall of Fame up at Saratoga. So it's weird watching these tracks being empty. It has nothing to do with the crowd. It's just weird watching them all run in front of nobody. It's different. I don't know if it's better, but it's different.
Now, how'd you do on your first pick?
I don't know. I didn't see any of the results. I was busy with baseball all day, which I'm happy about. Trust me.
Tell you
about how baseball is, too. Jersey was having a state tournament for every high school that wanted to participate, and over 200 went in it. And we easily beat our first team. Actually, we pitched a no-hitter. Then the second game, we lost 6-3. We played terrible baseball for one inning. We made four errors and did just about everything wrong we can do. One inning, gave up six runs. We wound up losing the game 6-3, and then we won big yesterday 8-2. So because of one inning, we're out of the tournament. If we played clean baseball for that one inning, we would have been one of the last 16 teams in the state out of 222.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
That's baseball.
That's right. That's sports.
That's the way it goes.
That's sports. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, all it takes is one screw up, and you're on the outside looking in.
All right.
It's a good learning experience for our kids.
All right. Not everybody finishes first in sports.
Not everybody gets a trophy.
That's right. All right. Hey, I want you to have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy the heat that's coming along.
Now, am I going to speak to you Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call in Monday. We don't have any racing, but, you know, I can give you a call and we can recap what happened there and at the fantastic Haskell card that Monmouth Park put together tomorrow. Notice I didn't even pick that race.
No. All right. Well, then I'll give you a buzz Monday. Take care, Mike.
You got it, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.